are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knight's game. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, better than ever, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news. Your host, Eric Ands.
Elvis.
Perfect.
Fixing my mic here.
Fixing your mic already.
We'll try. There we go.
This week of wrestling was...
It was...
Nah,
yeah, I didn't like it. I'll be honest. I don't even say mid. It was actually like kind of bad.
You're right. Yeah,
I mean, obviously some good stuff happened. There was a good match here and there. There were a couple good promos, but the overall product was... forgettable. Can't wait.
It really was.
That's why I can't wait for this weekend coming up. Two weekends. We've got two pay-per-views coming up. PLEs, pay-per-views, whatever.
Yeah, whatever the hell you want to call them. But it's what? Elimination Chamber.
And then Revolution.
Revolution's good.
So here we go.
They're both good.
Well, yeah. And I usually don't even like Elimination Chamber, but this one feels different. This one's going to have like, remember, it's John Cena's last and then title.
Cody Rhodes' heel turn.
And then with the, yeah.
We'll talk about that.
He said heel turn. You don't even know yet.
Nah, it's obvious.
It's going to lead to two different...
It's obvious.
It is basically obvious, but you never know. WWE be swerving all the time.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
They swerve, bend that corner. Whoa.
All right, shut up. But yeah, of course, wrestling was okay this week, I guess.
There was literally not even top stories to talk about. I was looking for...
There kind of was. I mean, like, there was that whole thing with, like, the reports that apparently there was talks between Shane and Tony Khan, and then, like, Tony Khan kind of ghosted him.
Yeah. I seen that from like one source, you can't believe it. Remember, apparently, allegedly, Shane wanted part of AEW, wanted to buy part of AEW, become a majority owner. And then Tony Khan just never, like, after the meeting, he just never returned calls or ghosted him, basically.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Which is kind of a little, I don't want to say.
Oh, another top story thing.
He could just.
He could have just said something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Another top story thing. It's not really like sort of a top story, but still, like, apparently Tiffany Stratton, she canceled with Logan Paul last minute to do Impulsive. And he was pretty upset about that. And, apparently, like, it stems from him trying to, like, talk to her and, like, Logan Kaiser getting pissed off.
And you know, that whole thing was started by, what the hell is his name? Michael Hayes, who works with WWE. He's old.
Mm.
He used to wrestle up because he's the one. Because Logan was just talking to her about, like, doing moves and then, like, training.
Yeah.
And then Michael Hayes was like, oh, he was trying to flirt with her. He was like, what are you talking about? And then I guess Logan heard that. The whole thing looked like a work, though. It was crazy. I don't know.
It looked fake.
Yeah, it looked fake. But, like, Michael Hayes literally started all that just by saying that because he wasn't even saying that.
Jesus.
He was just being his heel character saying, I can teach you how to do a moonsault.
Yeah. Well, apparently, he canceled last.
If it is real, it's kind of a little overblown. It wasn't even necessary.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
And it literally looked like a work.
Yeah.
But yeah, that canceling thing. Maybe they could do a future storyline with Logan Paul and Ludwig.
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be pretty funny.
It'd be hilarious if Ludwig Kaiser just cost him like the Elimination Chamber.
But they're
match.
Both heels, so I don't know.
We'll see. It can work because Ludwig Kaiser is a heel, but everybody hates Logan Paul, so he can be like heel.
It don't matter if you can. Yeah, you can be the worst heel ever. Like. Who's the worst heel ever? And if you're going against Logan Paul, you're going to get the cheers.
Bald Randy Orton.
I was going to say Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, yeah. Hulk Hogan.
Even though they'll cheer for Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan would get cheers against Logan Paul.
Yeah, exactly. That's wild.
Oh, man. But yeah, of course, I do like to start things off with our segment that we started last week, Match of the Week. This week's Match of the Week. Sponsored by, of course, Backseat Wrestler Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, I wish we had a real sponsor.
we'll get a real sponsor soon. But this week's Match of the Week is going to go out to Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor, which was a main event of Monday Night Raw last week.
It was the qualifier for the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, the final spot of the Elimination Chamber. Of course, Seth Rollins picked up the win there. I do have some, of course, key points I did want to point out, so let me just pull that up.
It's crazy, because this match was really good, and it also had a couple mistakes here. But it was still really good. It kind of played into the match, which, I don't know.
I liked it. Like, so, of course, key points, Seth was still selling the ribs at Braun Strowman completely obliterated. That was nice.
I can't wait for Braun Strowman to come back. That's not for a few months. Sucks he got missed WrestleMania, but...
And another thing, this was Finn's first match since the street fight he had against Damian Priest.
Yeah.
So he was selling his knee, so that he messed up during that match.
They were both beat up.
Yeah, so it was nice. But it was a banger. Seth Rollins won, of course, with a curb stomp after a freaking bunch of like reversals. So that was actually a really nice setup. At one point, I thought Finn was going to win when he hit the coup de grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really close. But apparently, they just wanted Seth in a match. It makes sense, though, if you think about it.
And I remember the ref. He missed the pin. What was it?
Yeah, that was bad.
That was one of the mistakes freaking I was talking about.
There was a lot of botches this week.
Yes.
There really was. It was hard to find a match of the week because of all the botches. But yeah, that match was pretty entertaining. That's what I was going to
say. This was actually a really good match, but there was no match to even like rival it, to be honest. And any like nah, all the rest of the matches in both AEW, there was not really – the only other one, maybe the street fight with Big Bill and Hobbs, but
yeah, that was
wasn't
decent.
Even close. It was decent, but it wasn't even close. Yeah. So it's just match of the week, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor. Seth won. Well, we're gonna talk about that on Raw.
Yeah, we'll talk about more like the reason why he won, why it makes sense, etc. But yeah, of course, that goes out to the match of the week. That was really freaking cool. I'm happy that he did win. But after that, of course, I do want to get into my favorite segment.
Oh, my God.
Push, the one, bury, or future endeavor.
The one you literally caught me off guard with last
week. Yeah, hell yeah. No, we're doing this thing every week now. So, yeah, this week I have three guys. I feel like it's going to be even harder than last week. Because last week you just picked freaking...
Well, you know what? Next week,
You want me? All right, we'll switch it.
I'm gonna get you with next week.
All right, we'll switch it. But this week, I think this one's gonna be harder because you remember you freaking picked Moxley straight off the bat last week. I mean, kind of.
With the other two choices, it was like.
All right, so this one is gonna throw you for a curveball. You're gonna be like, "What the f? Like, who the heck do I choose?"
Well, how much time we have? Because I'm playing.
All right, ready? All right, so the three people are Triple H, and this is all prime. By the way. Triple H, Randy Orton, and Batista.
Oh my.
Three people from Evolution. I just didn't put, of course, Ric Flair in there because he was old during that time. But yeah, basically during their prime eras. I would say prime era for Batista will probably be when he beat Triple H three times back to back to back.
Yes, I know. Yeah. 2005.
Yeah, that era.
Won the world title at WrestleMania, then defended it Hell in a Cell. And then I think the Armageddon or Vengeance.
I think it was Vengeance. Oh, it could have been
Either way, that was a crazy rivalry.
That was a good rivalry. Well, Triple H would be like the Reign of Terror, Triple H.
But Triple H prime. Remember, even in 99, 2000,
nice.
Feuding against Mick Foley and all that, remember, he had a longevity.
Yeah.
And then Randy Orton's longevity, too.
Yeah, Randy Orton's longevity.
Starting from Evolution to all the way to now, it's still his prime, almost his
prime. I wonder what heck is, like, I feel like Randy Orton's prime would probably be like when he held both titles.
Or maybe, no, it might even,
that was like 2013.
That was still the middle of his prime. He was still. I feel like the coming into a big, like Randy Orton becoming like a major, major superstar was when he lost Undertaker WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah. The Undertaker match, that's probably like what started
that feud
this prime.
And then that loss, that's what's, put him over the top.
Yeah. So, yeah, you had to push, bury, and future endeavor. And like I said, this isn't now, obviously, because, two out of three are retired.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
I love all three of them.
Prime.
No, I'm not hating on it. And it's crazy because growing up, Batista was always my favorite wrestler.
Yeah, I heard. I was gonna mention
Batista
that. Like,
was
I remember
my favorite wrestler.
Used to freaking Batista bomb me all the freaking time.
But I still gotta pick one.
All right, so let's start with Let's start with Barry. Who are you gonna bury?
So there, that's
the actually one. No, sorry. Who are you gonna future endeavor?
Oh my goodness!
There you go. All
right, I'm gonna have to pick Batista probably.
Batista, I didn't think you were gonna.
This
do
is
it.
The hardest choice ever. And he like you just said, Batista's literally one of my favorite wrestlers growing up, along with like Kurt Angle and stuff.
Nah, for real, I remember like coming out doing the freaking machine gun.
Yeah, yeah. But out of these three, I mean,
that's tough.
And Randy is almost everybody's favorite wrestler. Like even people don't even watch. And then Triple H.
Damn, but all right. So what's the reason between Future Endeavor and Batista though? It's just because you just think that.
It's not even about Batista. It's literally, like I said, about the other two. It's kind of like last week. I'm not trying to, like, they thought I was hating on Moxley or something.
No.
I kind of was hating on his title right now, but this is different. I love everything about Batista. His last run of memory was a little.
His prime was crazy.
His prime was ridiculous.
Yeah, we're not talking about Blue Tista. We're talking about
Blue Tista was trash.
Yeah, Blue Tista was trash.
Oh, man. So it literally has to do with Randy Orton. It's just everybody loves Randy Orton.
Right,
every
so who,
few,
so
every feud he's been in.
And, so who are you burying?
I'm burying Triple H, probably.
Triple H, wow.
And this is another, Triple H's Reign of Terror was crazy. All right, this is my reason for burying Triple H. He's buried so many other superstars. So he needs to get buried once, right? Remember,
during his Reign of Terror. I know what you mean.
That's why he had the Reign of Terror. Remember, couldn't let Booker T win one.
Yo, that was exactly what I was thinking about. Booker T, like, damn, man. Come on now.
How many people he buried? Who else?
It was a lot.
I mean... He didn't let Chris Jericho. Did he let
Chris Muffin Reale?
So many people in their prime, he did not let them.
Nah.
He didn't let them win.
All right, so let me tell you.
And then push Randy Orton. Bald heel Randy Orton pushed to the max.
That was probably
to
his the prime. Stars. That was
and that's prime. Why I would say push him to the max. To the, you know, all
right.
We need that back. We've been saying that for a while.
If I'm going to, all right, for me personally, I'm just going to go real quick based off like these three. Oh, God. I'm going to say something controversial. Okay. So I think you're right in Barry and Batista, even though I love Batista.
Well, he's one of my favorite. Endeavor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Future Endeavor Batista. My mistake. I think you're right in Barry and Future Endeavoring Batista. But I'm going to bury Randy Orton and push Triple H. And you know why? Because unpopular opinion, hot take, real hot take. I actually enjoy Triple H's Reign of Terror.
I mean, I was a little kid. I really enjoyed it too.
But he was a bad guy. I did too, but yeah. I love Triple H.
See, I was weird too growing up. I actually rooted for most of the bad guys. Then rooted for the
faces.
Faces. I always loved heels. And to this day,
it was just more entertaining, like more fun to cheer.
He was a more like if I was a wrestler, well, I want to be a heel. I want to be evil.
No, but I honestly, that's a hot take. I think Triple H. I enjoyed Triple H's Reign of Terror
because so many people who don't even watch wrestling love Randy Orton. I don't know who he is at least because it's because of RKO
memes
and then and then the punk kicks and.
Well, the reason
everybody loves Randy Orton,
I don't know. It's just like Triple H. If you think about it, like who had like more iconic. Rivalries, I guess.
Let's see his rivalries. Like Mick Foley, Shawn Michaels was a big one.
Stone Cold,
Shawn Michaels was the also Rock his was best a big friend. One. The Rock was another one. Booker T,
Undertaker.
The rivalry with Undertaker, yeah. And then Batista, who
that was a which great is why, rivalry, and he lost
crazy,
all three.
Which is why it's crazy to say future there because Prime Batista was literally destroying both of them.
Yeah, for real.
He took the title off Randy, right?
Yeah.
Remember he did the thumbs down that he turned on Evolution. Well, they kicked him out of Evolution, and then they took the title from him.
Yeah.
So Prime Batista beat the shit out of both of them. So it's kind of crazy with saying Future Endeavor, but
I just think it's because of like what they contributed to the business. That's why.
And Batista contributed a lot too, but
yeah. Still, yeah, I don't know.
Everybody loves Batista though.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's tough.
Especially as an actor, he's pretty good too.
But I don't know. I just think like Barry and it feels so wrong to say Barry and
it feels so wrong to say Future Endeavor fucking Batista.
Yeah,
and then Barry and Triple H or Barry and Randy.
Yeah. It's difficult.
But prime for prime, I'm pushing Randy Orton's bald Randy Orton's heel to the max. He's punk kicking everybody. He's trying to kill everybody.
Yeah.
And then Triple H can go down to the mid card.
John Cena's dad.
Yeah. Triple H can go down to the mid. He did that multiple. He RKO'd Stephanie McMahon and kissed her in front of Triple H while he was handcuffed. Remember that? So yeah. You can push Triple H to the mid card. Randy Orton's getting pushed to the max, and then Batista's gonna have to go to AEW or something.
Is it mid card though? I feel like if you're burying him, like he's not even gonna get a title. Like, not gonna see anything at the top. He's gonna be kind of like a who's like a guy that just keeps losing, other than like you know Finn Balor. Finn Balor's a new Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler.
Well, AJ Styles, he hasn't had a title in a long time either.
All right, but he was also been injured a while. Yeah,
that's true.
So it makes sense.
You're right. You kind of have the right comparison with like
Dolph Ziggler. I think Dolph Ziggler.
And then the new Dolph Ziggler is probably Finn Balor.
It's
right?
Finn Balor now. Yeah,
that is a good comparison too.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, I picked Future Endeavor. Sorry, Batista, my favorite wrestler growing up. And then Barry Triple H, who's also the GOAT, probably one of the GOATs. And then bald Randy Orton pushed to the max. There we go. That's
okay.
My picks.
There you go. All right, that was a good one, honestly. I won't argue with you.
Well, I don't even know who to. The first two ones were so tough. I got to get you with something next week.
Yeah, definitely. Let me know. just think about it. Don't let me know, obviously, ahead of time.
No. I got to let you know on the show.
Like exactly. All right. But of course, yeah, do you have any other top stories before we get into Raw?
Like I said, nothing really happened this week, like at all.
Yeah, I don't think so, honestly.
Other than on the shows, nothing outside of wrestling really happened. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, like, of course, we kind of do now. We kind of just, like,
where's the controversy? Happens, all that stuff. Come on, guys. Somebody get in trouble now.
All right. No.
Where's the controversy? We got to talk about something.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, let's go ahead and get into, of course, our WWE reviews now. All right. Let's go ahead and get into, of course, our WWE reviews this week. Of course, just Raw and SmackDown. Raw, honestly, not that much happened. Not
too much happened, so we could literally run down both shows right now if we want to.
I don't know. We still have some talking points, though.
No. We're going to talk about a couple of points, but I'm saying most of the shows is just running it down.
Yeah, right. But yeah, of course, Raw started off this week with Sami Zayn promo basically asking for a match against Kevin Owens, and then Adam Pearce coming out telling him, like, hey, you are injured.
Yeah,
he did. I'm not going to sanction this match. Your neck is all messed up. And Sami Zayn saying, like, hey, if you don't do this, I'm still going to find a way to do it regardless.
Yeah, so obviously he demanded it. Adam Pearce just made the match unsanctioned. That means anything goes, and WWE's not responsible for any injuries.
That means somebody's getting injured.
Somebody's going to die.
That means Kevin Owens is probably going to freaking drop him on his head again. I think Kevin Owens is winning, by the way.
I feel like they got to give him, but Sami just, what don't matter?
It don't matter.
KO's got to get a win in one of these feuds.
He definitely does.
Every single feud.
Yeah. He needs to win. I think Kevin Owens wins this match easy.
And then he injures Sami, and then the return of Randy Orton finally.
I think that's what's going to happen, actually. I can see Kevin Owens.
He's got to do something for WrestleMania.
That's what I'm saying. Kevin Owens knocking out Sami Zayn, getting him injured, and then Randy Orton coming to at the end. And then, boom, that sets up that match, WrestleMania, Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton and some sort of street fight, honestly.
Well, it had to be a street fight, but yeah.
Yeah, and then I think Randy Orton picks up that one immediately. But anyways, after that, we had AJ Styles defeating Dirty Dom.
Yeah, pretty easy.
But the main thing that did happen here is, of course, Bron Breakker coming out, attempting to spear AJ, but of course, spearing Dom instead,
because yeah, Dirty AJ Dom always gets out the way, yeah.
Everything on him.
So that sets up that feud. Nothing official yet. We got Raw tonight. Let's see what happens with that, but...
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Do you think they're going to have this match at Elimination Chamber, or do you think they're going to save it for WrestleMania?
Elimination Chamber only has four matches, so they do need maybe one more, but I don't know. I think that's a feud you got to build.
Yeah.
I don't know if you just have a match that quick. That's
Well, that's the thing I wanted to say, too, because, like, LA Knight, he's a number one contender for the U.S. champion, the U.S. title again. Are they doing that on SmackDown, or are they actually going to do that on Elimination
Chamber? They're probably going to do it on SmackDown, because he's not going to win.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win either.
He's
fighting Shinsuke.
Shinsuke just got, well, not just, but like he just had the title at LA Knight. They got to give somebody else that title.
Mm, I agree. So they might.
Karrion Kross.
They honestly might put that match on there.
I would love to see Karrion Kross get it, but yeah.
Yeah. WrestleMania, WWE PLEs or pay per views, whatever the hell you want to call them. They usually have five matches, no?
Yeah, like their small ones are like four or five matches. Well, like five matches.
Yeah.
And then the bigger ones like SummerSlam, WrestleMania, obviously.
Yeah, those obviously have a lot more.
Just stacked.
Yeah. So we might get that match at Elimination Chamber.
SummerSlam this year, you don't know?
I don't know.
I want to go to SummerSlam. SummerSlam WrestleMania, we got to go to this year.
But yeah, in terms of Elimination Chamber and AJ Styles, I feel like that's a WrestleMania match. I don't think you have that.
Bron Breakker, AJ Styles for the IC title. That's and a 1 week feud is not.
No, that's not it. They need two weeks,
but like yeah, they had a stare down and then this happened. That's not a feud. They haven't even talked about each other yet.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's going to happen on Raw, but that's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like definitely something's going to happen this week between them.
You got to bring some prestige back to the IC title they used to have. And then you got to, especially those two wrestlers, too. That's got to be a WrestleMania match.
I don't know if this is a hot take, but when The Miz had the IC title, that was top tier.
Yeah, he was really good.
That was top tier.
A couple of them made it prestigious, a couple of people who had it. But a lot of times they made this title switch too much, whereas the U.S. title, it was prestigious when like John Cena had it, Bobby Lashley had it.
Yeah.
I believe. And yeah. It was good. Other than that, that title needs some work.
Well, Shinsuke, I like Shinsuke as champion. I know they're not really doing much with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not doing much, so I can't even blame him, but
yeah,
kind of a little bit.
I don't know. I think that they saved this match.
Title reign, so we got to talk crap about it. We got to be fair.
Yeah. But I think they saved this match for WrestleMania. But however, again, freaking Ross tonight, they're probably going to have an Elimination Chamber. And maybe they have a rematch at WrestleMania, but I think they saved it. Yeah.
Maybe they're not having a fifth match. And then that Cody segment with The Rock is that fifth thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's probably it. You're right.
Yeah, so they might just stick with the, what is it, that tag team, women's tag team match. Obviously, the two Elimination Chambers. And then what's the other one?
Kevin Owens and
KO and the unsanctioned match. And then the fifth segment is that. That's probably what they're going to do.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So, of course, after that, we had the Women's Intercontinental Championship number one contenders match between Dakota Kai and Ivy Nile. And Dakota Kai picked up the win there.
We thought she should have won that tournament to win the title first, remember?
Dakota Kai, yeah.
But then Lyra Valkyria won, but now she's going to get a rematch. Do you think she wins that fast, though? Like, she just...
Dakota Kai?
Like, Lyra Kill just won the title, like, a month ago.
I don't know. They're not...
Like, I feel like they could do
There's, like, no prestige behind that title. That's because they had her lose in the freaking... In that tournament. Didn't she lose? She lost to Bayley, which I feel like she should have won. Or just don't put her in the freaking... In the tournament in
general. Wait, I thought she made the final.
No, I'm talking about the Elimination Chamber tournament.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking
like
about
like the contenders the thing.
Yeah.
Of course, after that we had...
Lyra of the Wars. Yeah,
I thought Lyra you were
talking about
No. Gunther promo talking crap about Jey Uso. They had a pull apart brawl again because that's what Triple A's love to do, is just pull apart brawls.
That's the only thing about them. Yeah, there's so many pull apart every week, and it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Or where somebody gets hurt. Like, we just saw that SmackDown 2 with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
After he lost. Another pull, another brawl, or another attack.
Yeah, they got to do something
it's
else.
It's either a pull apart brawl or an attack that leaves somebody hurt and the security comes.
Yeah.
How many times did Bronson Reed do it? How many times has KO been doing
it? Oh, they got to do something else. That's all I'm saying. Of course, we also had Penta defeating Pete Dunne, and then he ended up brawling out with Ludwig Kaiser, because, of course, another brawl apart. Yeah. But, of course, that's going to be Penta. This is Penta's first feud, so I'm happy with it. I think Penta wins a few because, you know, he's not going to lose his first one.
Because he's Penta.
Exactly. Elimination Chamber qualifier between Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez. This was for the last spot.
Yeah, surprising win by
Roxanne Perez. I like that, though. Yeah. I'm happy about that. So, of course, Roxanne Perez is in the Elimination Chamber. Hopefully, she stays on the main roster now. I don't think she is, but I'm saying that it'd be nice for her to just stay on the roster.
What's the point of bringing her back down? She's already in the Elimination Chamber.
I mean, they're probably just going to wait till after WrestleMania. You know, like the Raw after Mania or something like that. But, yeah, I'm happy Roxanne Perez is in the Elimination Chamber. I would love to see her hit her finisher off the actual pod.
Yeah,
the pod. That'd be fire. But, of course, after that, we had the main event, which, of course, we already talked about, which was the match of the week, which is the Elimination Chamber qualifier for the last spot in the men's between Seth Rollins and Finn Balor, with Seth Rollins picking up the win there, which makes perfect sense because, obviously, he has that rivalry with CM Punk at the moment.
And, obviously, Finn Balor's the new Dolph Ziggler, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. Finn Balor's the new Dolph Ziggler, unfortunately.
But he puts on a great match, and then we'll lose in the end.
Yeah. I think somehow Roman Reigns gets involved in that Elimination Chamber and takes out Seth Rollins and CM Punk.
I forgot Reigns is not even in the chamber.
No, he's not. He hasn't been seen in a while.
Yeah.
He's going to pop up either then or the week or the Raw after.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, that was it for Raw. SmackDown, of course, we can get through too as well because, like I said, it wasn't really a lot.
I think I said this a few weeks ago, but the buildup to this year's WrestleMania hasn't been close to nearly as memorable as the one last year.
Yeah.
Which is... They got plenty of time. It's only February. They gotta ramp it up now.
To be fair.
Like last year, even Raws and SmackDowns were incredible. The build up, everything was fun.
But to be fair, WrestleMania last year was amazing.
Yeah, I know. But
it was great.
I'm saying it was not even close to as memorable so far.
Yeah.
Got plenty of time. We got this Rock thing, which is new. We'll see what happens on Elimination Chamber. Well, after Elimination Chamber, we find out who's fighting who actually. So
yeah.
Then they'll probably start it. But hopefully because last year was crazy. They got to build it up.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into, of course, SmackDown. SmackDown, of course. Jimmy Uso defeating Drew McIntyre via roll-up. Well, of course, Drew McIntyre attacking him afterwards. First thing I thought of, where the hell is the 51,000 cousins? Like, why didn't they try to help him? Whatever.
Where's the bloodline?
Yeah, they're not there. Roman isn't there.
I know.
Jey Uso's on Raw.
They had, like, that one reunion. Then they never been together no more.
Well, I think they're just waiting for Roman to come back.
Because I want to see Roman with Sammy, with Jay, I think Paul Heyman.
Yeah. We also had The Miz and Carmelo Hayes defeating LA Knight and R-Truth after Shinsuke Nakamura attacked LA Knight, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Of course, LA Knight is the number one contender for Shinsuke's title again.
Carmelo Hayes looking like a new team. They were saying Melo don't Miz.
Yeah, Melo don't Miz. That's what
Carmelo
it was.
Carmelo wasn't rocking with it at first, but then when they won in the end,
he looked pretty happy.
Yeah, so maybe that's a new little thing they're going to have for a little bit because they have nothing to do with them, so maybe they're just going to keep that rolling.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I feel like
it doesn't look like a one-off, maybe. They'll probably just keep it for a little bit.
Nah, it's definitely not a one-off. They're definitely going to have...
It's good, a young, athletic guy like that with a veteran like Miz.
Yeah.
It's always a good matchup.
Like future Hall of Famer Miz. A lot of people don't.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Future Hall of Famer Miz with Carmelo Hayes. I think that's actually a great.
That's decision. What I'm saying. You always got to have like the young guy with the Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Not only that, but that could just build off a rivalry. They freaking Miz, Melo turns on him or Miz turns on him, and then boom, you create a star right there.
I mean, I like seeing heel Miz always. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
I haven't really seen Melo too much as a thing since like NXT, probably.
Yeah, I like Melo as a face better, to be honest. Yeah.
But too small to be a heel. He's too small to be a hater.
But of course, after that, we had Tiffany Stratton defeating Candice LeRae. Nia Jax attacking, and of course, Trish Stratus coming out to make the save.
I know Speed's just saying some random shit. I don't know.
But they were laid out. Obviously, yes. That's basically to hype up the match.
Yeah, Nia Jax kind of beat him, like, just
pretty easily. Both of them. Yeah.
It's kind of like, damn.
But yeah, obviously.
Burying your fucking WWE champion, like, the women's champion.
I don't think they're burying.
Not burying, but like, damn, she's got laid out. Her with somebody got laid out by one person.
It was just more so for Charlotte Flair to come out and just speak over Tiffany Stratton again.
Yeah. She's just looking down on Tiffany, which is why I feel like
Tiffany Stratton's winning.
Tiffany Stratton's going to be like a big underdog as the champion and then win.
She better win.
I'm about to bet on WrestleMania. I never bet on
WrestleMania. You're going to bet on WrestleMania?
They actually be bets. I might actually bet on WrestleMania.
Okay. Well, then before we talk about the final boss thing, because of course that's like the main thing, DIY versus Pretty Deadly and then a no contest after the Street Profits attack both teams.
I actually like the Street Profits with this new attitude. It's tough.
I do too.
Because they're still getting some cheers, but they're like, little more heel angry guys.
It's like, I don't know why the hell they're so like.
But then they get attacked, so they kind of have a.
They have a reason for this.
Right? They have a reason for it, yeah. It's kind of like the Kevin Owens thing.
The thing about this is like, I don't know. Like, I don't know why the hell they're so keen on keeping them together when everybody wants them to be apart.
Yeah, we've been saying for a while.
So like, at least they're doing something with them. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think this should culminate with them winning the title.
This is the only thing. Like, if they were going to stay together, it's for them to be, like, heels.
But they have to win the titles.
Yeah, with the titles. That's the only thing that would make sense.
Motor City Machine Guns came out as well. Probably going to set up a four-way tag team title match at WrestleMania. And I think Street Profits pick up the win there.
They can do, like, a ladder match.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be really nice.
We got to bring back those WrestleMania ladder matches.
Yeah.
For the tag titles.
That'd be nice. I would not mind that at all.
Oh, I know this has nothing to do with this. I don't know if you saw the Hardys are fighting on NXT. They came from TNA. They're going to be on NXT this
year. Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Tag team match, title match. That's going to be fire.
Yeah. We also had Damian Priest and Braun Strowman defeating Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. Key point being there was Jacob Fatu.
Accidentally super kicking Solo, but was it an accident? Because
he looked like he did not care.
You see the attitude he's been giving Solo since Solo came back, even earlier in the show. Because last week, Solo accidentally hit Tama Tonga and Jacob. So when Solo went up to Jacob, was like, you know, I didn't mean that. He was like, I know you did it, because if not, you wouldn't be standing here right now. Like, just, yo, he's just definitely going to set up a feud between the two.
Well, not only that, but when they were walking out to their entrance, Solo tried talking, and Jacob Fatu cut him off.
Jacob Fatu's promos are fire.
No, they are. That's because they're so believable, that's why.
Yeah, because he's literally real. And then, he cut off Solo. Solo's just like, damn. But Solo's not saying nothing. Like, is Solo afraid of him? Like, what?
I don't know. All I know is that, like, Jacob Fatu... super kick Solo. He looked like he did not care. He got pushed out of the ring, and then of course that
I just wonder led to
Damian Priest picking up the win for the match.
Like, so how is Solo gonna be like a babyface almost?
Because I don't think he is. I know,
but like he's gonna be kind of.
I guess he's gonna be like the face in that storyline.
His family's turning on him, so it's gonna be. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyways, let's talk about the main key point. Was of course the final boss.
Yes.
The Rock coming out. Rock comes out and basically. He says, hey, we're going to have WrestleMania 42 in New Orleans.
Yes. The first half of his segment was good guy Rock with the crowd.
Yeah. Good guy Rock cheering him on. Yeah, yay. WrestleMania 42. And I was thinking oh, that's it. What the F? Isn't this the third WrestleMania in like 12 years that are in New Orleans?
I get it because it's been 8 years. So. And it's always a good
story. What do you mean it's been 8 years? Like, there's so many places they haven't been.
No, I know. But 34 was the last one.
And then WrestleMania 30.
And then usually, most of the time, WrestleMania is an indoor thing because the only time it's going to be outdoors is in a nice place. Like, do I wish they could come do one in Gillette Stadium right here? Yes. It's always going to be raining or cold. Hell, they're not going to do it.
Especially in April. It's always raining.
Yes. So that's why they're like kind of limited when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah. But of course, talk about the main key point there. Basically calls the fans trailer park trash. Quick little flip of the switch, becomes a heel.
Yeah.
Calls out Cody Rhodes, and then for some weird reason, he's like,
he loves Cody Rhodes.
I love you, Cody. We're good friends.
Look at our moms. He puts the picture of the Mama Rhodes on the screen. Mama Rhodes and Mama Rock. He said,
he's like, yeah, we've become good friends. We share tequila together. It's like, what the fuck is this? Like, what do I want this?
At first, it was just like weird, but then as it went on, it got interesting.
Yeah. So, of course, he says...
A lot of people didn't like it. It got interesting.
at the end, but it was kind of cryptic, and a lot of people were like, what the hell does this mean? But I thought it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So Cody, he's like, Cody, you're a great champion. You have 5 or so million followers. I have 500, I have half a billion followers.
Yeah, he does have the most.
Like, and he's like, oh, like, I want to have you up here with me, I can do that.
I'm right here. I want you up here. Like, he's basically.
Yeah, but same shit.
Trying to raise his bar.
But he says, like, oh, like, I want to fulfill all your dreams and passions and all that stuff, and I can do that, but I need you to be my champion. What does
Cody's
that mean?
Cody looks so confused.
Yeah, but it makes sense. But what does that mean? Basically, The Rock is like, I want you to be my corporate champion.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Like, almost like
Seth Rollins.
Almost like Seth Rollins with Triple H.
Randy Orton with Triple H.
Randy Orton with Triple H.
Triple H with Stephanie McMahon.
The Rock with, I want to say his name, you know.
Vince McMahon. How are you going to say his name?
Whatever. The Rock with Vince, or remember we even that one time Stone Cold became a little corporate
with Vince. Yeah.
That was kind of crazy. It's kind of like that. So, and he also wants that home. He wants to bring out the Homelander in Cody. He wants to bring out heel Cody.
Yeah, he says he sees a lot of potential in him. He says that he doesn't want the title. He wants his soul. It's like, bro, what?
So he just wants to own Cody.
That's it.
For him and Cody's gain.
Yeah. For the rise of WWE, for the rise, basically.
And he, remember, because he was mentioning, I'm part of TKO. I basically own most of this.
Yeah. He's saying he runs it, basically.
He's playing into this.
Kind of like he's the new Vince, basically.
Kind of, which is, I wouldn't mind.
Like, I wouldn't mind that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure still he might have one more last match sooner or later.
But not
but after that, if he stays in WWE doing stuff like this, I think it'd be fire.
Yeah.
Like him like this as his corporate.
He's not going to stay though. I think he's just going to show up every once in a while. But I think that this is cool though. I think we've been talking about Cody Rhodes turning heel. I've wanted him to turn heel since forever. So I'm super excited about
this. There's two ways this can go though. But the one way we want it, is him actually accepting the offer. Maybe he does it slowly because he accepts the offer. He becomes his heel Cody.
Yeah.
He listens to whatever The Rock tells him. And then The Rock's basically getting him more money, I guess, and
more
fame, and he's like this asshole cut. And then it builds to it, like Homelander Cody, which would be fire, which we all want.
Yeah.
The other way it can go, which we don't want, but it could still happen, and it'll be all right, but it actually leads, like, Cody declines, and then it leads to a Rock and Cody feud, which I wouldn't mind, but
not going to happen at Mania, because he's facing the guy Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Remember, SummerSlam is, it's going to be like their second Mania. They even said it's 2 nights now.
Yeah.
That's another thing they could do. But
yeah,
that's not what we want. But I wouldn't mind it either. But I don't see it happen. I'm just giving out another possibility. So
yeah.
So you don't want to bring your hopes up that, oh, this is going to happen, and then this happens.
Well, you're right. I think it can go one of two ways. One, he goes full heel.
Yes.
And he faces John Cena at WrestleMania because they want to do a face versus heel. Makes perfect sense.
That'll be fire.
Rock helps him. That'd be nice. Or the Rock, John Cena wins. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah. We need actually that.
Because John Cena needs to win his 17th title. I don't care. Or it can go the other way where he declines Rock. Rock faces Cena at Mania. Rock costs Cody the freaking title. Cena becomes champion. Sets up Cody versus a Rock at SummerSlam.
Cena faces Cody at WrestleMania. And then the Rock costs.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And then at least so SummerSlam feel, which is not bad either. But it's not what we want. We want heel Cody.
No, but if that happens, I like that. That'd
it's
be
not
awesome.
Bad. I like that. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'd be happy for obviously we want to see The Rock in the ring again too.
Yeah, but there's no way, shape, or form we're going to see The Rock in a match.
But the only thing we don't really want that is because we want heel Cody, and if it goes the other way, obviously Cody's going to be a good guy still.
Well,
which is not bad. But
that's the thing. I'm not saying I want heel Cody. Like I do, but I don't care which either way.
Yeah, yeah. If it happens the other way, I'm not going to be mad at it. I'm actually going to be pretty happy. We're going to be able to see The Rock.
Yeah.
Well, Cena win, and then The Rock have this thing. But if it doesn't happen, it's gonna be weird. How does Cena still win?
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
it's still a curveball. It's actually.
It is, but the controversy
we're gonna see what happens on Elimination Chamber first.
Yeah, obviously, but the controversy with that is what he said in the press conference afterward, completely obliterated kayfabe, which I thought was freaking ridiculous. I thought that was stupid. He was basically saying like, "Hey, like this is great. Like, obviously, me and Cody and like our creative team." I think this is a great way to go with it. Da da da. Like, bro, why would you say that in a post press conference to Raw? You're basically killing kayfabe.
And he did say, like, I don't need to wrestle.
Oh, push this thing. I agree, you don't need to wrestle to push the storyline. But it's just the way that you guys said it. It was so stupid.
Yeah,
It's like me saying,
I actually didn't even watch the press conference. So,
it was stupid. Ridiculous. He killed kayfabe.
I'm kind of glad I didn't, but now you kind of killed
him. I mean, kayfabe has been dead, but you know what? Kayfabe's been dead. I don't know.
Still going to be happy for this, bad. But it kind of, yeah.
It was bad.
I feel like you got to stay in character 100% in the press conference. Like,
yeah.
Like, remember when Roman kicked that reporter off for booing when he was telling them to, like, stand up for him or something?
Yeah.
That's kayfabe.
That's nice.
Remember... Oh, shit.
You don't have to say multiple ones.
Well, I'm saying, remember Punk and the press in AEW?
Yeah. That wasn't kayfabe. That was his true self. But
it was actually... Remember, his true self has always been a guy that hates all these other guys, says what he wants. So yeah. Still, like... So that stuff is fire, but once you break kayfabe and start talking about, you're literally talking about the storylines, but like, and then talk about creative team, how it came up with the story.
Yeah,
no, that ruins it. Don't do that ever.
Oh no, but I guess we'll see.
Still new to all that, maybe he's still learning that.
Yeah, way. We're gonna see what Cody does at Elimination Chamber. Does Super excited for it? That.
Does he say maybe like?
No, he has to accept the yes or no.
I know, but he may never know. They could do a slow build.
That'd be stupid as hell if they do it that way. WrestleMania is right around the corner. They have to do it that way.
Or what if they do something like he declines it, but then at WrestleMania, obviously, the Rock surprise, and then secretly he accepts it maybe, and then that'd be pretty, I don't know.
I think that'd be stupid, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because then the fans are going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Man, yeah, you're right.
But yeah. Anyways.
I don't know. WWE's been kind of crazy lately, like with this curveballs since for a few years already. So it's like anything can happen at this point. That's why I'm like, I've been throwing out so many different possibilities. So yeah. I can't wait for the Elimination Chamber this Saturday.
Yeah. I think he turns heel.
Just for that. And then obviously the Elimination Chamber. I don't really care about some of the other shit on there.
Yeah. But anyways, let's go ahead and get into, of course, the AEW side of things now. Right. Let's go ahead and get into, of course, AEW Dynamite. Dynamite this week was decent, I guess. I mean, like I said, this week of wrestling was kind of in.
Yeah, it was not that good at all.
It was okay. But
it was a very forgettable week.
I wouldn't say that. There was still some like major stuff, like of course the Rock thing.
Well, yeah, made by overall, made
yeah. Forgettable. MJF and the Hangman Adam Page, which I'll was the first about thing we'll
get into. By Elimination Chamber.
But yeah, MJF and Hangman Adam Page was a great promo.
Very personal, very heat. That's what started off the show, right?
Yeah.
Very personal, very heated promo between the two.
Yeah. So of course, talk about some of the things that they did mention. So of course, they came out, started the show. Obviously, this little rivalry they've been kind of building, little by little over the past couple weeks, and now culminated to of course this. One-on-one promo back and forth between them, with MJF mentioning the first ever match in AEW, the Battle Royale, and how Hangman screwed him out of that match.
Yeah.
MJF mentioned that he beat Adam Page for the first Dynamite Battle Royal ring, whatever it is.
Yeah, Dynamite ring.
Yeah, for the first time. MJF, of course, mentions all the accomplishments that he's had compared to Adam Page.
But Hangman also mentioned about, like...
What?
About his accomplishments. He's a world champion.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And then, obviously the pass by MJF as well.
Mm. But yeah, of course, MJF mentions he thinks it's hypocritical that the audience decides who's redeemable and who's not. Mentioned everything Adam Page has done, like burning, of course, Swerve's house down, drinking his blood, attacking veterans backstage.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
Hangman Adam Page has done all that, but yet they still cheer him.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Valid point. Obviously, valid. He's like, how the heck, like, they're cheering you. But they're not cheering me. It makes no sense. Like, how are you redeemable, but I'm not? It's kind of what he was trying to say.
Really makes sense.
Valid point. Facts, honestly. But yeah, of course, says everybody loves Adam Page, but do you love yourself, Adam Page? Because you know, you took out one of your closest friends, Christopher Daniels, and ended his career. That set off Adam Page saying, like, don't mention him. Like, how dare you? He's better than you, better than everybody else in that freaking locker room. Yeah, of course. That was a great freaking match. A great little promo back and forth. MJF and Adam Page are set for Revolution.
I'm going for Hangman. And I love MJF. I always root for MJF. This particular thing, I'm going for Adam Page.
Yeah, one of the cool things about this, though, was MJF kind of speaking facts. Adam Page was saying, like, I worked for everything. You just cheese your way through everything. And MJF saying, like, nah, like, this is kind of hilarious that you're saying that because you are like the company boy. You were handpicked from the beginning to be the top guy, like the main character in AEW. And if they want you to be that, then that's fine. I'm cool being the bad guy, which I thought was an amazing line. I thought that was great.
Yeah, but if you think about it, MJF is the main character, even as a heel.
No, honestly, if you think about it. But
he made himself the main character, I'm saying.
Like, no, yeah, well, obviously. Like, with when his people
think
AEW,
everybody thinks of MJF.
Yeah, but if you have to think about, like, obviously, who's, like, the main character, good guy who always has the best well-written character in AEW, it's Hangman Adam Page.
I love Hangman.
Hangman is the best, well, the best written character in AEW.
I like this. Well, he's not even a heel, but
he's like a in betweener.
I like the in betweener thing. I don't like him being. I don't even like him as a face, to be honest, that much.
I think he's doing
when
great
he was right a now. Face. I didn't even really. I liked him, obviously, but like
I thought he was a good face.
I'm not saying he wasn't bad. I just I'm saying I prefer this side of Hangman 100% over the other one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's just like everybody.
Well, not really. Ricochet's.
Ricochet's terrible.
He's a horrible bike.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
But yeah, of course, MJF versus Rampage set for, of course, Revolution. Yep,
I'm going for Hangman.
I got MJF.
This is one of the first times in a long that I'm actually going against MJF.
It's going to be a great match.
I usually always pick MJF, but yeah, like I said, the next title needs to be Hangman. The next champ, Hangman Adam Page.
That'd be nice.
So even though it looks very unlikely because he's not even involved, barely.
I just hope Cope isn't the one to beat
Moxley. No. And I don't even want to see Moxley anymore as a champion, but
I don't either.
Cope does not need that.
But yeah, of course, this match is going to be freaking great. Of course, it looks like Hangman is a possible face turn. It looks like, but through this, like,
yeah,
like through this, like,
but I hope he keeps his attitude and everything. I don't keep that attitude where he just doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what we need, like Stone Cold type thing.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but we'll see. Of course, after that, we had the Patriarchy versus the newly formed Ops.
The Ops.
It's like, obviously, Hook came up with that freaking name. Yeah. Come on now.
Hook, Samoa Joe, and
Shibata.
Yeah.
So Hook, Samoa Joe, Shibata, obviously, versus the Patriarchy.
They won.
The Ops won. Christian Cage won. Nothing to do with Samoa Joe. Yeah. Didn't even really get into the match.
Still 100,000% confused of Christian Cage and with that contract that he still has for a title match.
He's not cashing that in anytime soon, it looks like.
I don't know what they're doing with that either. It's kind of like...
So I'm saying. They dug themselves into a hole.
Yeah, they booked themselves into a hole with that.
They really did. I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he should be champion at the moment. They're not doing anything to push him to be close. He should be world champ.
Not even close.
I think he loses. And honestly, I love when his
like I remember I've been saying. I love. Remember when he was TNT? I love his promos and everything.
Yeah.
He hasn't had any of that recently. They've barely been giving him the mic. I think he's stuck with the Patriarchy feuding against these guys. I would like him to see him drop that Patriarchy, to be honest, and just be Christian Cage as a heel.
Yeah. I think he's gonna lose though when he actually finally cashes it in.
No, he ain't gonna win.
He's not gonna win. There's no way.
He ain't gonna win.
But of course, we had Big Bill versus Powerhouse Hobbs in a street fight.
This was decent.
It was okay. It was all right. There wasn't really much to really happen there, of course.
The street fight, yeah.
Powerhouse Hobbs ended up picking up the win there. Cool, whatever. We then had a Toni Storm promo, of course, new champion.
Huge reception when she was coming. Everybody stood up on their feet.
Yeah.
The whole crowd.
Challenge, of course, everybody in the company to step up. On Collision, we had Mariah May attacking Toni Storm. Looks like that's going to culminate to a final match between them.
I didn't think they were going to do it immediately. Third match. Mm. I thought that was something they should build for like All In.
Yeah, but
like a long burning feud.
I guess so, but it looks like they're going to culminate that Revolution.
Like she has a couple small little things with a couple other people, and then it leads to that third and final little feud, well, big feud where Mariah May leading to the trilogy.
Yeah,
which is what I thought what they should have did. I think it's way too soon to do something like this. Those are like the top two women right now in AEW. That's why.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have slow burned the third feud.
They should have. The final match, you mean, not the feud. But
yeah.
Yeah, of course. I think the
Toni Storm.
The fact that Mariah May lost via roll up pin, I think that's why they're doing it so quickly. I feel like if Mariah went like lost fair and square and like they could have had her out for a little while and then she came back and they had that final match at All In, that would have been great.
Yeah.
But the fact that she wants to be a roll up, she wasn't really injured. There wasn't really anything that really happened to her. So it seems like that's why they're going to have that
arrangement. Yeah, but still. Because then after that, who is going to be the next for like Toni Storm? Especially when leading up to these big shows. Toni Storm's the top dog right now on AEW.
Yeah. But of course, I'm really happy she's champion again. But anyways, after that, we had Cope and Jay White fighting and scaring off all the Death Riders once again. Cole says he's going to take out the Death Riders one by one before their matchup at Revolution. I am sick and tired.
Said that like every week.
Exactly. I am sick and tired of.
They keep fighting every week.
They just brawl out every week. It's freaking ridiculous.
And they've been winning every single brawl, right? Against the Death Riders?
Yeah, they've just been fighting them off and running
FT, and
running
FTR off. Wasn't there this time, but usually.
So stupid. I'm tired of seeing this every single week.
Every single week. I'm going to beat you up, Moxley, and I'm going to face you one.
Same thing happened on Collision. On Collision, same shit happened, and then. Cope ended up hitting a concerto on Pac twice which means technically, I guess he's out. He's not going to be there anymore.
I mean, that's a good one, I guess, but they could have did that weeks early.
Yeah. I guarantee he's going to do the same thing on freaking on Dynamite. On Dynamite this week, he's probably going to have a concerto like on Claudio or Wheeler Yuta.
Wheeler Yuta, most likely.
But, yeah, exactly. And then next week, he's going to do it again to freaking Claudio.
And Yeah, you're right.
It's 2 more weeks. It's
gonna be two more weeks of them fighting off the Death Riders.
It's so annoying. Like, no, you can't do anything else. Like
come on, writers.
You gotta, that shit's so much boring. Like, it's like every single week, oh, Cope is coming out. They're going to brawl out. They're going to run off Moxley. Moxley's going to talk shit in the crowd, but nothing really is ever going to happen.
The Death Riders, had a chance with the Death Riders to do something really good when it first started. I think it's
so stupid.
It's just like so dead in the water now.
I don't know. I don't think it's dead in the water. I don't think so.
Not dead in the water.
They're still on TV. They still have these rivalries going on.
That's not what I mean by dead in the water. It's just like nobody's interested.
I guess so. But that's what I mean. When I say dead, when I think of dead in the water, I think of something that like they have nothing going for them at the moment. Which is like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like Wyatt Six.
Damn, that's true.
Wyatt Six is a big one.
But no, Death Riders could have been so much better than it is. Now it's just stuck in a loop of doing the same shit every week.
Yeah, it's been really boring, to be honest. But yeah, of course, we also had
Megan Bain.
Yeah, Megan Bain versus Chris Statlander. Megan won with the interference.
That's a big win, though.
Yeah.
Even though it was interference.
She won with interference from Penelope before. They jumped there, and then Thunder Rosa came out for the save with a chair. But I thought it was like the weirdest thing ever. Because she ran into the ring, tried to like act like she was going to hit them, and they didn't run away. And then she kind of like threw the chair at them mad. I think that was like a work. Like, I feel like it was like a thing where like, because, you know, like there's been like a lot of issues with Thunder Rosa backstage where some people didn't like her. Yeah. I feel like this is one of those things where like maybe Penelope Ford and Megan Bain don't like Thunder Rosa. And they were supposed to run off scared. But they're like, they don't you know like what? Her, so let's make her look like a little pussy on live television.
This is the thing about
completely AEW. Unprofessional.
Yeah, that's the only thing about AEW other than what people talk about, like WWE and AEW. AEW's locker room was a little more unprofessional. A lot more unprofessional. Obviously, with the CM Punk than other shit that's happened so far. Remember the Britt Baker situation?
I'm not saying it's true, but that's what it looked like.
And then MJF situation, remember with his girl? And then so much that locker room was so unprofessional. They don't like respect their. They don't respect Tony Khan. Let's say
at all.
Because Tony Khan doesn't do shit. Like,
no. Like that's a suspension.
He does not have his company under control.
Yo, that's 100% a suspension. That's insane. Like, bro, I'm running out with a chair. Wrestling rules. You're supposed to run out of the ring scared.
Yes. Just play. It's kayfabe. Just fucking do your job. Who gives a shit what you feel about somebody else?
I don't think it was. Oh, crap. Sorry, Undertaker. Can you grab him? Just
kick the dead man in.
But anyways, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I haven't heard any reports of this. I'm just saying from what I saw.
It's like a rumor.
I haven't even seen a rumor about it. I'm just saying from like, what I saw. Like, it's kind of weird. No,
but the rumor about Thunder Rosa and them.
Oh.
About locker room.
Yeah, it's like my own assumption, basically.
Yo, that whole locker room hates each other. It's going to be mad toxic back there.
Well, who was that guy? There was somebody who said, like, they were mad clicky. Action Bronson, I think it was.
I didn't see that.
Action Bronson. So he's obviously he's made some of the music for them.
Yeah.
He says like when he went to like their backstage area, they just seem mad clicky.
Oh, you know what? I did see that. What am I talking about? Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to talk bad about AEW.
They've obviously, really we talk about AEW. We love AEW.
Yeah, but it's just like
they are really unprofessional.
I don't know. That's just so it just looked weird.
And they're not run right, so they don't like have any respect for the company. Kind of.
I'm not gonna generalize it. I'm just saying from what I saw from that one moment.
I know. But I'm saying there's so many instances of this that way you can kind of make an assumption. It makes the company look bad.
Yeah.
They have no respect for the authority, basically.
Yeah.
So nobody gives a shit if they break rules here and there.
It's weird. I don't know. It just looked weird. Like Thunder Rosa running out of a chair. Oh, I'm going to hit you. And then they're just standing there laughing in her face. And then they kind of walk out because the refs are pushing them out of the ring.
Yes.
They didn't get scared and ran out because of Thunder Rosa.
Thunder Rosa looked soft, which is,
it did.
I guess, what they were trying to do, like you say.
Because
you don't know, but
Thunder Rosa looked confused, too. Yes. She was like, why didn't they run out? So like, what the hell do I do?
WWE, some shit happens like that in WWE. You're getting punished. Either fined, suspended, or you just get buried.
Yeah.
Like, Jovanovic, you got buried. That's for a reason. I finally read that. I'm not going to say it here, but there's a reason why he got buried.
And he also got kicked out.
Kicked out, yeah. That's right.
He got released
and kicked out. There's a reason for that. I'm not even gonna say it, but
Yeah. Why? What the hell is the reason? You can say it. What the hell?
No, but I only, it's like something like mad or professional like that. I don't even want
to. It was like a rumor that he was being like an asshole or something?
Like, yes, and I guess something with Tiffany Stratton or something.
Oh, I saw that rumor that like he potentially was like flirting with Tiffany Stratton or something.
Yeah, and then like he was also like mad. Like, yeah, he was also an asshole to a lot of.
Yeah.
So it was a mixture of all that.
Yeah. Again, these are rumors,
like,
not
yeah, yeah, confirmed. Rumors, but still, it's like mad or professional. But I'm saying like, but WWE doesn't play. See, they've
buried
they
him
had that character for him, but then after all that, they just buried his ass real quick. But to Apollo Crews and then kicked his ass out.
Yeah, that's a AEW. Listen to freaking Apollo Crews.
They need authority. Nobody's afraid of Tony Khan. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's a really weird situation.
And then there's like they have like four or five wrestlers who are also like part, like what is it, owner, like not owners.
They're VPs,
vice presidents and stuff. Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah.
So a lot of the wrestlers have a lot of power too. So it's like, yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's a weird situation.
But anyways, we also had Ricochet promo. Of course, Prince Nana comes out, demands that he gets his robe back, and then Ricochet refused.
I should build it up more, Ricochet swear, but that promo was kind of trash.
Yeah. I don't know. That Ricochet.
I'm already getting tired of Ricochet for Swerve.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to their match.
And again, that match was good. The one that the last.
That's
one
what I'm had? Saying. That's why I'm looking forward to their match.
Maybe it's just the promos. The promos would be throwing me off.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Ricochet isn't giving that role back anytime soon. Prince Nana made a point to say, like,
Swerve's going
to take. You have to earn that role. Swerve is going to come back and take that role.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
So I'm looking forward to the match. It's just the promos don't get me hyped.
Yeah, that match is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. But, of course, after that, we had the main event, which was, of course, Revolution International Championship Series. Orange Cassidy versus Roderick Strong. Whoever won, of course, faces. Is it Takeshita, right?
Takeshita.
Exactly.
I guess I'm confused with all these titles they got.
Yeah, exactly. But of course, Orange Cassidy ended up picking up the win.
He's not gonna beat Takeshita. He doesn't need the international. How many times has he added already?
Yeah, for real.
He does not need that title again.
He doesn't.
Takeshita needs to keep.
I thought Roderick Strong was gonna win. I'm kind of upset that he didn't.
Yeah, they haven't given him no.
Nothing at all.
Where's Adam Cole?
Adam Cole was there. What do you mean?
No, but like, what are they doing with him right now?
They're going after the freaking the trios side.
Yeah, the trios, but like, that's not big enough. Adam Cole's supposed to be a star. Like, they.
I don't know. They got to build him up slowly. There's so much stuff going on that there's not really a place for him at the moment.
I feel like they're so stuck right now. I can't wait for after the Zeff Ryder things is over, they can open up so many things.
Yeah, I feel like that's like holding him back, to be honest.
The Death Riders thing is
holding him back more than it is like pushing him forward. And yes. It's kind of weird.
Once they get through that whole thing, just get away from that completely. Then you can have a champion like Heyman and then guys like MJF get up and all these other
Kenny Omega. But
Jay White.
Yeah, speaking of Adam Cole on Collision, was it the Death Riders had a match against like Daddy Magic and freaking, Cool Hand Ains and all them. But they ended up picking up the win there. But, of course, the main thing was Adam Cole and, of course, the rest of Undisputed Kingdom coming out to, of course, save them. That match is definitely going to happen again. They're going to have that rematch. Looking forward to that. I felt like they should have won the first time, but I guess they're going to wait.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that match is going to happen soon enough. Adam Cole is definitely going to pick up the win there. And then hopefully Adam Cole can pick up a win and go after the TNT title, win that one. That'd be nice. But I guess we're going to have to wait and freaking see. But that was basically it for the AEW side of things. Not really much happened,
yeah,
honestly.
Wrestling this week was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Super weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. The one thing I did want to bring up
was... And then there wasn't too many top stories, like we said. Like, I don't know. Where's the controversy?
All right, no, I don't. We don't need controversy.
we do, kind of. We need to talk about stuff.
One thing I did want to bring up. Here it is. All right. So, on YouTube, I said I was going to bring this up. I told the guy I was. When we posted our course, would the addition of Alexa Bliss be enough to revive the WWE Wyatt 6 storyline? A guy did mention the Wyatt 6 does not need Alexa Bliss. I responded, how so? They definitely need something to spice things up. Not saying they need Bliss, but would love to hear your thoughts. Guy's name is Kony Muhammad, 1599, by the way. He says, I don't see so much outrage with Roman. They are absent for a few weeks and people talk about revival. The Wyatts are part-timers. They are grieving. They don't need to be revived. The storyline will continue when they come back. Wrestling fans are so impatient. I said, and I agree with this, valid, but then again, Roman is an already established character. Wyatt 6 aren't. They need a storyline to establish them as that unstoppable group that WWE wants them to beat. This is a valid point, and I'll definitely bring this up on the next pod. This pod.
Yes.
So my question to you is, do you think, first of all, wrestling fans are impatient. We're impatient. I don't.
No, no, no.
100%
agree. That's a fact. A lot of wrestling fans, they jump to conclusions.
The whole thing about like the Wyatt Six, like, oh, nobody complains about Roman.
That's not even close.
Roman's not even a good comparison.
Literally already a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer, all-time great.
Yeah, and he's also established. He's GOAT, former champion.
Former multi-title champion, 4 years run.
Exactly.
That's not even, that comparison's terrible.
So. Not only that, but he's actually involved in the storyline at the moment. Yeah. Even though he's out at the moment.
He's a part, and plus, part-time works more for like a single established guy. Like,
yeah.
They're a group.
A group.
A group that just got together too.
And hasn't done anything.
And it literally hasn't done nothing.
They lost to the Final Testament, and then Final Testament got released.
So they beat Alpha Academy or... American Made. Then lost to the Final Festival. Wow, that's it.
That's it.
That's nothing. That's literally nothing.
Yeah. Not saying that they need Alexa Bliss, because, again, we don't even know where the hell she's going to fit in that storyline.
Yeah, because I'm not saying either. I probably don't even know if Alexa Bliss should be in there.
She's definitely going to be in it, though.
Yeah, she's going to be in it.
They had a promo on SmackDown, remember, right?
We don't even think she should even be in it.
No, but they had a promo. It was on SmackDown where she was basically... It was like cutting off and all that stuff. Yeah, she was saying she's going to unleash something at Elimination Chamber.
And then she also had the fucking...
The doll,
which is part of that storyline, so,
yeah,
with Bray Wyatt and stuff. So obviously she's gonna be in it, but we even said it. We don't even think she should be in it. But the White Six are definitely not like this unstoppable force where they're part timers and they deserve it and stuff. No, they're dead in the water right now. They are 100% dead in the water right now. I don't care. I'm gonna keep saying that until I see something.
Yeah, if they come back,
it's like they do one of the same exact storylines again. I'm not going to like it. Like, if they just come in and feud with another tag team, it's boring.
Yeah, they need something.
Like, where's Uncle Howdy needs to be a standalone character? Obviously, the White Six behind them, but he needs to be, like, the main character. They haven't
done anything.
How many tag team matches have they done with... Has he even had a singles match?
No.
That's what I mean. He needs to get, like, a singles feud with the backing of the White Six. I understand that's part of the host because they're a group. I get it, obviously, but still.
Yeah. Not saying they need Uncle a title. Howdy, they don't need a title.
It's supposed to be the main character. Remember when he first debuted and he was like confusing LA Knight and Bray Wyatt and stuff?
Yeah.
They got to get something like that out of this new Uncle Howdy, obviously.
With Alexa Bliss.
With Alexa. And then, yeah, Alexa Bliss is going to be there too. You're right. He can get into her head.
Seems like he's already there, to be honest.
And then have something like that. Remember when Bray Wyatt got in her head?
Mm.
And then also make a few, I don't know. I'm not a writer, so I'm just a fan.
We're just fans. But and of course, to the guy, the Coney Muhammad guy, we're not trying to like.
Oh no! I love make the fun comments.
Of
you.
Like, please, I love your comment. Always. And again, we agree with part of it. Of course, wrestling fans are impatient.
Wrestling fans are
I agree. Impatient. We're freaking impatient. But in terms of like the whole like comparison against Roman, I don't think that's
not a fair comparison. Roman's literally a GOAT. He's in the GOAT conversation.
Yeah,
and that's that. What 14 years?
You know what would be a valid one?
The White Six just got here and have had no big storyline.
I think like a valid one would be like Street Profits before they just returned. Like they were dead in the water. They weren't doing anything. They just returned. They're attacking the champions. Valid thing.
Yeah,
great,
like
great storyline that they're doing right now.
Yes,
White Six and something like that.
Come back. And they get into almost an exact same storyline against
a low level tag team.
A low level tag team, or like, yeah, it's not gonna work.
No, it won't.
We need an Uncle Howdy feud. I think it's time for a singles Uncle Howdy feud.
We need something. That's all I
know. Obviously, they can incorporate Alexa Bliss into it, hopefully, and then the White Six themselves can, of course, incorporate themselves in it too.
Mm.
But Uncle Howdy's supposed to be the main character. Remember when they first debuted, they showed all the other characters. The big cheer was what? When they showed Uncle Howdy.
Yeah.
He's the main character.
Or Bo Dallas. Remember?
Literally Bo Dallas. He's literally Bray Wyatt's brother. They got to build him. You can't just have him leading this group into little small tag team feuds that nobody cares about. Which is literally all they've done. And then they were gone. That's it. And then they're on a new show, but they're still gone. They're dead in the water right now. 100%.
But yeah.
Yes.
That was nice. Yeah. Of course, continue commenting.
Yes, 100%.
We can highlight that as comment of the week. How about that? There you go. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, with our Elimination Chamber review. Super excited for Elimination Chamber. Super excited for Cody to go heel. And then the week after that, we're going to have our Revolution review. So that's going to be freaking awesome. I can't wait for that.
Yes, so the next two podcasts, next two episodes should be great. Next 2 weeks of wrestling should be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elimination Chamber, yeah. Can't wait. And then obviously Revolution the week after. So, yeah.
So, like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you guys next week. Love you guys so much. Appreciate you guys. Peace.